Woods naturally.
You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
Vaughn, no one can hear you.
All right, welcome back to episode 78 of the No Big Deal Podcast. I am Ken.
Hey, what's up? This is Vaughn.
Guardian of Masculinity.
Brandon, a.k.a. the Cougar Bait.
David, at Bear the Terror.
Justin, at the Wireless... Wait, no, just at Wireless.
the whitest guy.
And I am Matt.
We're still doing that?
Is that that stupid fucking laugh you've been doing?
That's my catchphrase, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why aren't you vlogging that? That's vlog gold.
Can I hear the catchphrase again? Do it.
Oh, God. That's so horrible.
Just give him a little.
Oh. Did you drink your stupid tea again?
Look, the tea makes me fire on all motherfucking
stupid
cylinders.
Stupid tea.
Jumping the ember effort.
Time out. When you say tea, you mean testosterone, right?
Well, he's getting a steady diet of a supplement. You know what I'm saying?
So what
naturally
happened,
delivered. What happens to the scrotum when you drop the balls in hot water? Because you're getting teabagged right now.
Alrighty, we're starting off hot today.
Loaded the bear.
Jesus. Welcome back from Christmas break.
It's been a little while, right? We missed an episode. I missed a week.
Yeah, we missed actually.
Yeah,
I think
the
a couple
Christmas
weeks
threw us off.
Because last one was all Fridays Matter.
Oh, yep, that's right.
Yeah, that was Black Friday. Really, that was the last one.
Yeah.
Jeez,
we're slackers.
For Black Friday?
we talked about this last time.
I know.
You're out.
I was there, but I shoved that fucker in the back of the Civic, bro.
55 inches
in that thing. You know what I'm saying? That's not the only Asian thing to get stuffed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Jeez.
You know, you hurry up and buy that RDX and you won't have to shove it in a Civic. Just saying. I'm just saying.
Why are you shitting on my point?
I'm just saying. If you
you
haven't,
do that.
There's a way more trunk space in an RDX than
there
is
in
a Civic.
You're like a dream killer.
No, I'm a dream maker.
Mm-hmm.
Dream maker. Get the RDX.
God, I wish I had that drop.
Hey, listen, bro. Teamwork makes the dream work. Remember that.
Yes. So let's get on a team. Get the RDX. You know, just splurge. Get the MDX.
Yeah.
You only live once. You only live once. Mm.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
Well, take it with you.
If you would have been here for that podcast, you would have been here for Form 20.
What?
420.
Oh,
said
wow.
This is high.
I thought you said Form 20.
Form 20.
That was a Freudian slip right there.
We're ordering a T1, folks.
Maybe I'm on 420.
Shit.
Was there a recording?
What the fuck is
playing?
Wrong with
metronome?
You?
No,
focus.
There is.
What'd you say?
Do you hear
what's
it's
that
like
noise?
A metronome.
Yeah,
there's going on.
We got a poor cadence going right now.
Drop a beat.
No, why do I have to drop the beat?
What,
Brandon? Drop the beat, dude.
Yeah, Brandon,
we're not dropping a beat on a podcast.
Are you kidding me? That's it.
All right, metronome. I don't think it actually records the metronome, though.
Way to fail.
Who knows? That might actually be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Now it's going to throw the entire podcast rhythm off. Thanks.
Seriously.
Thanks. Way to go. Why don't you?
I wasn't going to let that go for an hour.
Hey, my name is Vaughn. Oh, no. Never mind.
I thought we started already.
I didn't know where we were at.
Justin at the, I mean, the wireless.
Yeah. Deja vu, sometimes it takes 3 times to break the cycle.
What?
What?
What is that? What did you just say?
T2?
No.
Yeah.
You don't know what deja vu is.
Sometimes it takes 3 times to break the cycle.
3 times what?
Exactly, to break the cycle.
What
cycle?
The deja vu cycle.
Deja vu is what?
Who gets stuck in a deja vu loop?
Have you never seen Tom Cruise in The Day After Tomorrow?
Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Technically, that's a deja vu cycle.
But he did it way more than 3 times.
Tom Cruise was in Day After Tomorrow? I thought that was...
Oh, no. What is it? Tomorrow Never
Pierce
Ends?
Brosnan.
No. Like Tomorrow Never Ends or whatever.
Yeah. Edge of Tomorrow.
He's a soldier. Oh, Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Live, Die, Repeat. They changed the name about 4 times.
Yeah, they did.
Jesus.
Anyway.
That was a comic. Oh, yeah. Bow, bow.
Oh, fucking pro, dude.
That wasn't even a sound effect.
Bad ass, bro. Only Diet Coke can make that happen.
At PepsiCo.
That and really cheap beer.
Hell yeah, Rolling Rock, bro.
King of the F-boy comment right there.
What product placement?
Rolling Rock and Monster, brother.
Pat Bill hats and neon sunglasses.
Nah, bro, I got a lot of things in front of me right now.
Let's do some shout-outs real quick. The Gom's got shout-outs.
I got shout-outs, bro.
Wait, before we give these people who don't support us, should we give a shout-out to everybody else who does?
Oh, yeah. The people? Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Like, I just want to give a shout-out to Jason. Because I got a great Christmas gift this year through him. Great. And
Jason, your face
came through. And then
that was the Boba Fett t-shirt off amazing. Of his Etsy account. We'll put the link in the notes.
Yep.
That was an awesome gift. I saw that shirt. You came up with a great idea.
No. Perfect.
I was going to get that gift.
No, you weren't.
We fought over the gift. That's how good the shirt was. Two people fought over it.
It did cause a...
You know, you could have pulled the trigger because like months before... You're like, I'm going to get that.
I didn't want to get it and then like him get it and then we both have Boba Fett t-shirts and like...
When you introduced us to Jason, we both found it at like the same time and we both thought exactly who we were going to get this for, and then it came down to who actually drew that person's name as a Christmas gift.
Oh, gotcha. Secret Santa stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, I'm amazing, so I got it and Shook Knight over there is...
Cheated,
did you like it?
Yes.
That's cool.
And actually, in a full circle, Shook Knight got me, so he had to buy me a gift.
Where'd you get him?
I got him a shirt that says, there's no place like 127.0.0.1.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Of course you would say that.
There's no place like home.
Yeah, I actually had a quick reference to that this morning. We were talking about LDAP. What? And how LDAP sounds like a rapper's name, right? MC LDAP?
Okay. Oh, that would be a good rapper name.
And so it's like MC LDAP up in the 127.0.0.1.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like it.
B Rabbit's in the house.
Word up.
Oh, boy.
Nerdcore hip hop right here. Mm-hmm.
That, I think it's beyond nerdcore, actually, at that point.
Once you start dropping IPs and shit, it gets past the nerd shit.
It gets real.
You don't drop IPs, start you drop packets.
You should hear me freestyle in Sunnet Mask. It's awesome.
Slash 32.
Bro, I talk in binary, son.
In your face.
1111110. 1111010.
Hey, Shook, I'm going to kick you in your hexadecimal.
Whoa. It's all F's up in here.
Oh.
We're actually F-ing right now, all F's. We're broadcasting, right?
Yeah, we are.
Boom.
God, no one is going to get these jokes.
That's really bad.
No one is going to get these.
It's a clean start from the Christmas break, that's for sure.
I kind of hope Jeff listens to this one. He might be the only one.
He'd be the only one.
He'll give you some homework over it, too.
I will.
So
test.
Let's get some shout-outs to the people that have supported us.
DJ Katz with the intro.
Okay.
He threw that together for us.
Sticker Mule. Sticker Mule hooked it up. Got some sweet stickers. Yep. And Teespring, finally.
Yo, how good do we all look?
Our sweet shirts came in.
And, dude, we actually have money sitting in Teespring that we have to put somewhere. So
what?
Yes.
I think, like, maybe $80.
Woo! Yes.
It's all our money, don't we?
Pizza.
It's like when your kid has the See's candies. Yeah. The dad always buys or the parents buy, like, $40 worth.
Man, that's fucked up. Mine didn't buy shit.
Well, it's because, you know, you're Polish, I'm Jewish, my parents didn't either.
My childhood is we were talking about the ice cream truck earlier, and I didn't get jack shit from the ice cream truck, now that I think about it.
What
shit
till
I was buying kids ice cream when I got married.
My dad worked for an ice cream distributor, so he actually put the ice cream truck out of business when I was a kid.
I like it.
Yeah,
or those guys are pedophiles anyway. They're a bunch of freaks.
My dad would bring home like as soon as it expired, he could bring the 5 gallon ice cream home,
and you would just give it to all the neighborhood kids.
Yeah, dude, he ran the sugar cones and everything. That dude was
gone. He put the pedophiles out of business. Then I like it.
Yeah,
that's why they have like cages over those fucking windows,
so the kids can't.
Have you
get
seen
in?
That?
Is it the kids can't get in or they can't get out?
I don't. That's a good question.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying.
Look at it.
Bro, Matt, why do you drive an ice cream truck?
Dude, I just ate four tablespoons.
Because he's picking up the honey.
I already did, dude. They were good. They were real good.
He's a beekeeper.
He's an apiarist. You have a bad apiarist? No, Jim.
So, as I was going to say.
Office.
In front of me, I have a can of chewing tobacco.
Delish.
I have a Rolling Rock beer.
Delish.
I have a can of Camel Snooze. I hope you guys will somehow...
Campbell's Snooze?
This isn't a fucking soup commercial. Camel snooze.
You said Campbell.
Am I the snowman that melts?
Campbell snoops.
I heard Campbell's.
Well, what about that sweet Christmas gift you got in front of you? Who got you that? What's that plug about?
My lovely wife.
What Christmas gift?
Apple Watch.
Oh, no one can see. There's two.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Christmas gifts, bro.
His lovely partner. his hetero life mate.
My homie got me a Arctic tumbler. It keeps my shit cold. I still got
literally your shit cold.
Yeah. You get called into the shit one time
because your shit's so hot.
Well, the funny thing is, I drank all the Diet Pepsi, but the ice cubes are still there.
What did you get your life partner? If he got you the cup, what did you get him? I'm just curious. Besides herpes.
Ooh.
See, I'm putting the tumbler down, bro. I'm just putting the tumbler down. Okay. You done fucked up.
Did you get him a gift?
No.
We're a bad friend.
Wait, there's one more item in front of him that he didn't mention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Apple Watch, bro.
No, still not mentioning it.
Oh, and the fruit snacks. I ate a couple packs of fruit snacks.
That's Kirkland Organic fruit snacks. Delicious. Organic.
They're actually not bad.
They're organic.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good. Kirkland makes everything good.
Well, I'm a negative person, so I don't really say things are good very often. I just say they're not bad.
And there's a delicious, delicious looking water bottle full of chew spit.
Yeah, I know. I got my spitter.
The water's not good, but what the bottle's on point.
That's a Skol Campbell apple soup. Long cut, bro. Oh,
yum.
That's a manly, some fruity dip.
So,
do you drink apple teenies?
You know what else tasted good in my mouth?
Jizz.
Oh! You left that open, dude. Set him up.
You just dropped the soap, metaphorically.
Well, his partner, his partner needed some kind of gift.
I don't have the whistle. There you go.
No, so that's what I got in front of me. I just thought maybe one of you people will sponsor us someday. I use a lot of your product. I think we're due.
Yeah.
You know, there's something with this generation that wants entitlement. You think you're due a sponsorship.
Well, we work hard.
Yeah. I mean, we're on this is, the 15th episode?
Mm-mm, no, 17th.
17th episode?
Oh, okay. You don't just get, and it takes talent, bro. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. Okay? Here's the deal, okay? I work hard to have this comedic genius, okay?
It's hard, dude, for his money.
Yeah. So hard. It's
for his money.
It's tough. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, something's got to get hard, and if it's your work ethic, that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
What a dick. All right, let's move on to some topics, guys.
No, that was the topic.
Can you explain what you got for Christmas?
We started Christmas.
Guys.
Let's
now
go.
Let's move
full
on.
Thing.
I'm a little shook. So for Christmas, I got an Apple Watch, and at first, my wife asked me if I wanted a Fitbit, and I said, I don't want that shit. I think it's stupid.
She was dropping a hint.
Oh, wow. That's a
watch. Damn.
Okay, I'm just going to ignore that. So I got she got me an Apple Watch, and I was actually pleasantly surprised.
Why? I thought you were an Apple fan.
She might have said thick dick, but he thought he had Fitbit.
Oh. The accent fucked it up.
Wow.
Well, she did get him up.
There, I'll throw that out.
Well, hold on. We'll get back to dicks and Kyle's gifts in a second. Oh, shit.
What kind of segue is that? All right, sorry.
So what else? What else did you get?
I got a... okay, so you remember a few podcasts ago, it feels like just yesterday, I was explaining the flat bill phenomenon.
And how you hated it.
How all criminals wear flat bills and...
D-bags.
Douchebags, fuck boys. Well, I hate to break it to everyone, but I'm kind of starting to lose my hair.
Doo-doo!
Shocker.
What? That is news to me.
And the problem is I need to find a way. The Rogaine doesn't really work. I know, feel sad.
I thought you were just hiding it. I didn't know you actually lost it.
Well, that's what I got. Ladies and gentlemen, my mother, my wonderful, dear mother, bought me a Minnesota Vikings flat bill hat.
I'm telling you, dude, it's not a flat bill hat. You just need to put a bend in it. It will bend.
It is a normal
hat.
Bro,
it's a normal hat.
No, that's not a thing because that's called a dad hat.
Wait.
No, you just take that sticker off. Oh, it's a regular hat.
I didn't know. She didn't tell you, but you're about to be a dad.
That's not true.
Wait, she is having a kid.
Ain't mine.
The gun.
Who are you guys talking about? His mom?
I don't
We're
think
talking about his mom.
Sick. If your mom is having a kid with you, that's sick.
I didn't.
Whoa.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, the gum, what happened to your Joan Rivers beauty hair?
Yeah.
What happened to that sweet stuff?
Bro.
She died.
Joan Rivers?
It was the Joan Rivers hair that he blotched.
Yeah, the pepper. The pepper shaker.
Hey, that worked.
Yeah.
It looked thick.
Well, he needs more time.
Words he's never heard before.
Thick and full.
Why do you guys shit on my parade?
No, we're complimenting it. It was thick
pepper.
And full.
I like
it. I know you were losing it. I thought you were just hiding it.
There is a purpose for the hat besides your hair. It's to block the sun out of your eyes.
Sun? Yeah.
That's true.
That's why you curve it.
And represent your team.
I represent my clique.
Minnesota Vikings.
That's right. All day. No big deal. AP. All day.
I think so.
No, but, you know, so I got the flat bill. I also got a, what else did I get? Oh, I got a little mini drone.
You guys could do drone races at
I
work.
I got one, too.
Yeah, a little mini
That's
one.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Used to work.
Well, mine's a little bit bigger than yours.
Are you talking about your gut or something else?
Oh.
Something else.
Yeah.
My
gut,
I had to.
My gut's big because I was tired of my sun, my dick getting sunburnt.
Oh. Hey-o.
Why is your dick getting sunburned?
He's sunburned.
Are you walking around naked in front of the elementary school?
No.
Stop doing that.
You were fine up until the last, like, three words of your sentence.
Oh, you were walking around naked in front of the Sunday school.
No.
We're good.
No, yeah.
So,
middle school?
I got a girl.
High school.
No, the cemetery right next to it.
Eat the mic. Eat the mic.
Yeah. Stick it in your mouth.
You
Recoil.
You're used to that.
Don't tease me.
There you go. That sounds sexy.
Oh, that's nice. No, that's I got some good gifts, but the drone was pretty cool.
Have
the flat bill hat, I'm really digging.
Have you messed with your drone yet?
Huh?
Have you messed with the drone yet?
Bro, that thing's fucking hard to fly.
Is it? That's what I want to know. Yeah. How difficult are these
I'll bring
things?
Mine into work tomorrow.
Dude, it's tough.
Is it?
It came with like extra propellers and shit, thank God.
Mine too.
So when you break them or what?
I was trying to hit my brother with it.
You got a quadcopter? Because that's what I got.
Oh, guys, you know what I did during the holidays? Bro, this is epic. You guys ever hear of a buttercup?
Oh, is that where you fart in your hand and put it in someone's face?
Dude, I got my brother.
Oh,
Jesus.
Bro, no. Why two times. That? Got him twice, bro. He was sitting, and I was making sure he was talking to my grandma.
They do come two in a package.
No, dude. So he was talking to my grandma, and he's all excited. So I snuck it into my
you
hand.
You did this in front of your grandma?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh,
and so I farted into
Classy.
My hand. And then I reached around, and he was so excited. He was breathing, like, you know, he was breathing in, like he was going to say something. Well, he got as soon as he did that, I put my hand over his nose, and he totally ingested it.
Jesus.
He ate it and smelled it.
Oh.
All right.
He's going to grow up and kick your ass.
Cougar Bait, did you get anything besides any buttercups or anything like that for Christmas? Jeez.
Get a nice Dutch oven, maybe?
Was that wrong? That's Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Before we jump to meat, didn't you get something else, like tools or parts or...
Oh, yeah. I got a drill.
What kind of drill?
Black & Decker.
A Black & what?
Black & Decker.
Yeah, your wife's always wanted a Black Decker in her.
That's cute. Well, she mistakes it for the size from time to time.
No, she needed something that could go slow and fast. Two motors.
Multiple speeds.
Jesus, rim shot.
It's not my fault that it goes from 1 to 18 speed.
But that's what I got, though. It was a very good Christmas.
Brushless motor?
Fuck if I know, bro. All I do is press the damn button.
It's
I don't know.
Orange and black.
Yeah.
What about that rubber ring?
Oh, yeah.
The cock ring.
Oh, and I got a rubber wedding ring.
That you don't have on?
No.
Okay.
No, I took it off.
Because we're going out after this.
Yeah.
No. I no big deal.
No, I'm a dad, so my Christmases are low key.
Yeah.
I got...
Your life's over.
Yeah. Sound bar. And a lot of booze. So
that's perfect right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Got a Angel's Envy bourbon, a couple other bourbons, snuck her off and got myself a bottle of Johnny Walker Gold bourbon.
Dang.
Nice. So yeah, all in all, not too bad.
That's sweet.
How about you, Bear?
I got the Apple Watch Series 2.
Pro.
Yeah, couldn't believe it because I knew I was getting a watch, but I knew I was getting an Arizona Cardinal watch.
Nope.
So I got the Arizona Cardinal watch, which I might not ever wear.
Why would you want such a horrible watch?
No, it's pretty sweet. I'm going to have to wear it in, especially when I'm in my Sunday get up for golf and I'm in Cardinal top, Cardinal watch. And so I got that.
Do you wear that stupid hat like the coach wears?
Yes. I have a black one, actually. Hat. And I have a Cardinal ball marker.
That hat is hideous.
That's a good hat.
Yeah,
that's a
exactly. stupid hat. No, 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 no. I have that one too, hat. But I don't wear that when I golf. But I do have that.
It's a stupid
one.
Hat. You know what I'm
no,
talking
No, it's a
about.
Good hat.
No, that's a good hat.
Is the watch kind of like the team close, but never really on?
No, no, whoa. It's on point. It's good. So I got that. Got some stuff off of Etsy. Cardinals coasters for the table.
Oh, that's cool. Room.
Cardinals pins that I brought to work. So you if
might
you guys
have trouble
need
finding
to
it,
take
though.
Notes,
you're gonna have trouble finding it.
No, it sits right on the top.
Don't they get lost in the cellar?
No. I mean, we don't.
Hey-o!
Okay. High five!
Yeah, got a. As we were talking about jewelry boxes, I definitely didn't get one of those, but I did get a watch box.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
That holds like 6 or 8 watches.
Hell yeah!
Does it move back and forth so it like keeps them charged?
No,
that's
no,
only
no.
certain Eco Drives. This isn't Eco Drive Kinetic watches.
Oh. Yeah. Then I got a quadcopter that I'll bring into work. It's sweet. Sometimes the gyro's off or whatever, so it leans to the right. But it works.
That works out. I lean to the left.
And I got a bunch of movies.
High five.
Sweet. Movies are always good, man.
I think that's about it. That's all I got to say about that.
How about you, Justin? Anything good?
Yeah, so this Christmas was crazy. We had the German family in. We were going all over the place.
Yep.
Didn't actually open presents until last night.
Dang.
Yeah, so it was kind of delayed.
It's a German thing.
Well, it's okay because...
What? Yeah. What is a German thing? Wait until the 27th?
German tradition.
It's okay, tradition. Justin, because you're right in the dab center of Hanukkah. So you Perfect. Skip Christmas, but you're on Hanukkah.
I don't think Germans celebrate Hanukkah. If there's one holiday they're not going to celebrate...
It doesn't matter.
Just going out there.
I'm just saying you can open up your gifts without penalty.
Okay. So,
what would a proper penalty be?
There. It's a red card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, actually, what we get are the shrink-a-dinks that you put into the oven and you know, shrink up.
You know, I don't mean to hijack this real quick, but I saw that Domino's is the oven baked escape you've been looking for. Major problem, Domino's, when a Jewish person drives by you and they see the oven-baked escape you've been looking for.
Triggered.
Yeah. I almost have flashbacks of Nom.
Oh, wait. I mean
World War II.
No, I get the flashbacks of Nom, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But isn't that what you would
no,
be looking
what
for?
No, what are you saying?
No.
What are you saying
Sorry,
about
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Nom.
It does just a little something on my shoulders.
It's okay. Shook Knight here thought that DiGiorno was actual store.
Well, you're going to make one pretty soon by me.
Damn, we should have got DiGiorno for today.
Oh, yeah. We should have.
Self-rising.
Speaking of pizza, he thought that, just for ladies and gentlemen, he thought that DiGiorno was an actual pizza store, like a shop that you walk into to dine in.
Pizzeria.
You're an idiot. That's
so what else did you get,
DiGiorno.
Justin?
Yeah. So I, all the presents were cool. It's just we got some really odd. Don't worry.
It's so
Sketchmaster over
ghost
here.
Somebody's knocking real quick.
Can't you
I got the one
phone?
Item that Star Wars, you need to stop licensing stuff. Not all your ideas are good. Here it is.
I can't wait to see
it.
It is a Yoda flashlight.
The light is green.
That's awesome.
Why you made this, I have no idea.
What are you going to do with that?
Awesome.
That's perfect.
Dude,
right there.
If a plane, if a plane's going by, you are going to get caught.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen this week.
Dude, you know what you need to do?
What's so, that's
tactical.
Awesome. Yeah.
Tactical. Hold up the gun.
Yeah.
Cross it up.
Yeah.
Under arrest you are.
Yes.
Scroach you are.
That is so stupid. Who would do that?
Star Wars.
Why?
Disney.
Well, yeah, Disney. Well, Star Wars was a marketing slut anyway. I mean, come on. But I'm not really sure what they were thinking on this one.
That is so
That bad. Is now the pinnacle of my Star Wars collection.
That's awesome.
Is that going into work?
I guess, you know.
Yeah. You know what gets me is the hair.
What were they, what was the intent of that? What would you use that for?
It's a flashlight.
It's green, though.
But it's not like he could go work on the car with that flashlight.
You have to be about 6 inches away.
It's not even ergonomic. I mean, it's hard to pull the trigger, actually.
My fingers don't fit.
No, serious question, though. What is up with the Friar Tuck hairdo right there? That's not a proper Yoda cut, is it?
I gotta be with Justin.
Yoda certified hairdo.
I gotta be with Justin on this. And when you pull the trigger, instead of it going straight back, it goes into a corner.
Yeah,
so
like
it's
a 45.
Not, it's not right.
What a piece of crap.
Oh, yeah.
You just blinded me.
Well, good thing you got those sweet shades on.
But goodness. You got something else that scared the shit out of me when I walked into your house.
Oh, yeah, like a 4-foot stormtrooper.
That's nice. Badass.
We walk in his house. It's still dark. I go around the corner, and there it is with a gun staring at me.
Mostly because it was white.
White guy with a gun pointing it at me kind of creeps me out a little
Hands
bit.
Hands up, don't shoot.
The helmet did not a giveaway there. So, yep, that was my Christmas.
Don't look into the
light.
It's
shook time.
All right, so for Christmas, I didn't get anything too crazy. I just got a...
lifetime supply of Magnums.
Oh, I wish.
Jeez.
Top of the lap. The ex's new boyfriend?
No, his mom's...
Damn.
His mom's tired of buying new socks.
Sick burn.
Oh, my God. Can I just talk?
No.
No.
So I got a red dot sight for...
A what?
A red dot sight.
For the AR.
Oh, okay.
And
so you're one of those crazy gun guys, huh?
No, red dot for the cum shots.
Oh.
You don't know how to aim? Yeah.
Moving
he
past
it
that.
To his junk aim and box. Is like, hey, hold on, hold on.
I'm going to blind you.
It's magnified.
Yeah. She's like, give me that.
Target, bud. No. And also, my roommates got me a bunch of clothes.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, and, they got me a car alarm for my race car bed, you know.
I actually did also get a
new wheels.
Are you making roly polies over there?
Chewing up.
Gom is placing apple skull into his lip here.
Little
by
balls.
The way, he's one of the guys that pulls the lip out.
In October, do they have pumpkin spice skull?
That's only for the lattes I get Matt's mom.
No.
Kick rocks on that nonsense. Wow. You better kick rocks on that one, buddy.
But here's the deal. The insult's only meant towards him.
All right, fair enough.
Brandon, much respect.
Fair enough.
Right, one more thing.
My mom's cool. His mom sucks.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded.
You know, I don't dip or anything, but if they made it eggnog flavored, I might try it.
Oh, my mom made eggnog bread.
Well, if you were at the other podcast, we had eggnog
bread pudding.
Mm-hmm. I have eggnog bread pudding out there.
Oh, you might have to try that. I might take that home.
With a rum topping.
So what else did you get?
I also got a Fitbit, but...
A what?
Taking that back. Fitbit.
Why are you taking it back?
It's more for like people who run a lot. I don't really run.
He lifts, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to keep my gains. I'm not trying to burn calories over here. Cardio's
the only thing you gain is sympathy from others.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, here I got him. He goes, oh yeah? That's when you know you got him, ladies and gentlemen.
So what did you get with the money you returned on the Fitbit?
I haven't figured that out yet. I was thinking about getting the HTC Vive, though. Get some VR. Some VR porn.
Oh, that would be sick.
That'd be good. That way you could die alone.
To try out.
That would be a good podcast.
What did you say, Gum?
I said that way he can die alone.
Well, no, because it'll be VR. It will be like he's not alone, right? Yeah,
right.
He'll be like in an alternate reality where he'll have friends.
I listened to the last podcast, all the other fake characters you create with your Sims 4. That is so sad.
Dude, The Sims is one of the best games.
I want to know, in what world can you turn in a Fitbit and get an HTC Vive?
No, I'm saying
because that's one expensive-ass Fitbit.
He's bankrolling that.
That must be gold.
He's turning money into money.
No, I'm going to place it into an investment. And get some
so you're going to buy the Vive in like 40 years?
Yeah. The current one that's out today.
No,
he'll
be able
to use
the money towards it.
Well, he could buy a Vive, but they're just $20 at like Kiss and Tell.
He said Vive, not Vibe. But
thought it was HTC Vibe.
No, Vibe.
Joke's on you.
It's cool.
Close enough. Still funny.
Yeah.
Still funny. It's not funny if you have to say still funny.
That's a good point.
You're still patent penned that though.
Patent pending.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
pretty much. Yeah, that was about it.
Shitty Christmas.
What'd you get?
That was pretty good.
That's good.
That's a good Christmas.
Yeah. That's not bad.
I enjoyed it.
Mine was better.
Yeah, I didn't know Christmas was a competition.
No.
Why am I a jerk? He's the one that freaking
Yeah, I got the ton of magnums.
I said that. I
said, you don't even remember.
Oh, if you said it, it's cool.
About him, though.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
No, he does that. Like an idiot. Yeah. You sound simple when you do that.
What's wrong with being simple?
Want to explain what simple means?
No, else? I really don't.
Jeez.
What'd you get there, Ken?
It's going to be a High School Musical episode here.
Not much. You know, I got a Echo Dot.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Solving murders, huh? Solving murders?
Too loud.
No, not yet.
What is that?
It's Amazon's little Alexa, pretty much. Little speaker.
Is that the thing you talk to and say, hey, turn on this song and it'll turn the song?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Remember, Alexa, drain my bank account. Deposited in Brandon's account.
That's easy. All you do is get married.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you won't.
Yeah, nothing much else. Like, I got a couple like some bowls and stuff for the kitchen. Bowls and stuff. A couple utensils for around the kitchen and stuff. Barbecue. Nothing too crazy.
So you cooking for us?
No, not yet. Sorry, fellas.
Why won't you cook for us?
I don't want to poison you guys, man. It's,
oh, whatever. My cooking's not that good.
I'm trying to get out of work.
I appreciate that.
How about you, Vaughn?
Ooh. I got a thing for the dogs. You put it on the bathtub and it can bathe them.
Sexy.
That's riveting.
It's like a spout.
Oh, that's cool.
No, what you do is you attach it to the tub. Let me explain it more.
Detachable.
Yeah, so you put it on the bathtub. Then what you do is you hose them down.
Cool story, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no.
Wait, is it only for dogs or can you use
it's cool
it too?
Because what you do with it is you attach it to the bathtub and
toy.
Then you can turn it on and off to get the heated water on top of the dogs to bathe them.
So it's like a shower thing.
Yeah.
But for the bathtub.
Yeah, but for the bathtub.
Could you use it too? I mean, it sounds pretty neat.
Bathtub's dirty.
You don't take baths?
It's for the bath.
No.
Not me either.
The
but it would be neat, though. If I took baths, that would be a neat attachment.
I guess.
You guys don't like baths?
But then the
I'm a shower guy.
Women take baths.
Showers.
What else did you get?
Two pillows. That was a plus.
Wait, how about the dog beds?
Comfortable pillows. Well, those were a gift that I gave.
To the dogs?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They haven't got them yet.
Did you get the Costco ones?
Yeah, hell yeah.
They're huge?
Yeah, they're big guys.
Huge.
So back to this dog washing. Have they got washed?
No.
They're not a fan of it, or do they
I
know?
I haven't used it yet.
Oh, man, I don't think they're going to like
it.
Do they
like
they will
baths?
Be.
They'll love it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
They just stand there. They might be terrified, though. I'm not sure. It's one of those.
I think that means they like it.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is yet.
So you got two pillows, like regular pillows or dog pillows?
Sleeping pillows for me.
Dude, pillows are extremely important.
Yeah, I know.
They're expensive. If you like, it could be $100 bucks.
Yeah.
It is, no.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Well, you only need one.
No, two.
No,
at least.
I got
three.
Four.
Two.
Yeah.
Well, not for four. You sleep alone all the time.
Oh, jeez. You don't know that. He could be running through hood rats like nobody's business.
Why are they going to be hood rats? Why can't they be classy women?
It's land part.
Hood rats are more fun. Wouldn't that be more fun? Right?
That's true.
Right, guys?
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
You lived in the hood.
You could take a man out of the hood. You can't take the hood out of the man.
That's you know true. What's turning into the hood? The malls are turning into the hood.
Oh, that's
dude.
Sure.
Day after Christmas, it's getting gnarly out there.
That is a crazy epidemic, but it makes for good YouTube videos. I don't know if anybody's in the search
true.
Yet. The
very
YouTube.
Yeah,
except everyone's always yelling "World Star" in every mall.
I love that.
Now.
I love
what does
that.
World Star mean?
World Star Hip Hop.
So when everyone, when
it's
someone's kicking someone else's
World
ass,
World Star.
They get out the cell phone, they do the vertical video, and they go "World Star, vertical. World Star" like assholes, and they fight some more. It's some kind of provoking.
Oh,
thing.
You
I
got knocked
it.
Out.
Yep.
You, that's pretty much always what the videos consist of on World Star.
You're not supposed to record in vertical.
No, hell no. It's bad etiquette, bro.
I mean,
you're going viral.
All you have to do is turn it horizontally and it will play better on your screen.
So when that BART officer shot that handcuffed dude, should he have yelled World Star?
Oh,
rap
Jesus.
I'm just wondering because it kind of looked like a riot.
That's pretty nice.
The cop doesn't yell World Star. The people filming yell World Star.
Yeah.
That's how it
and
works.
And the cop would have been the World Star in that situation.
He would have been, but
he ended up being World Star on the news.
That video actually made it onto World Star.
Yep, it did.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
But nobody yelled World Star.
So
I don't think at that one.
This whole website of World Star is about hood people fighting and videoing.
Well, just anything.
It's basically, I don't want to.
It's like
it's
bum much, fights,
it,
but
no,
with hood.
It's like
it's
a bunch of just
world.
Ghetto stuff. Like, no, there's ghetto music videos, just like drug stuff on
world
there.
World Star
Hip Hop.
Never heard of it, man.
Oh, man. You're missing out.
Check it out.
Restricted YouTube. Basically.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think I want to go there.
Yeah.
You don't want to watch mall fights and people getting stabbed in back alleys? And
did you guys hear what happened in Reno?
What happened?
Mall?
Some guy got some. I guess two people were arguing over a parking spot during, I think it was Black Friday, and
that's like a month ago.
No, but it's holiday season. It counts. And the guy hauls off and shoots him. Shoots him for a goddamn parking spot. You believe that? What does the world come to, guys?
If it were Torta, that would have been a legal kill.
Yeah, stand your ground. Zimmer would have made it.
And we're talking about
stand my spot.
200 teenagers running into a mall and just creating a riot, like
on return day, like the day after Christmas of all days. They're going into malls.
National return day is like January 4th.
All right,
UPS is ramping up.
Okay,
we're talking about in the mall, and on the mall, national return day is the 26th.
In Canada, that's Boxing Day.
And there was a riot.
You know what's good about the 26th too? Locally in our backyard, Arden Fair Mall. If you are under the age of 18 and they deem it a security risk, you are not allowed in the mall unless you have a guardian with you.
Wait, like so that makes
by
sense.
By the color of their skin, are they deemed a security risk? How exactly are they identifying this?
That was part of the article.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they
profiling?
Be? Yep.
Oh, God. Vaughn and I don't agree
gotta
with that.
Gotta go. No.
Vaughn
and I don't agree. No, we don't.
I mean, you got a split second to decide.
No, there's nothing to say. No, not at all.
And truth be told, I was watching the news and they kicked out this teenaged white girl and she was all up in arms. She was pissed off. How dare you kick me out?
Was she wearing a flat bill?
No, I think she was pretty well dressed. Her and her friend. Yeah. It was all over the news.
And then the mom was upset.
They got to kick everybody out.
Absolutely.
They kick one out.
And the mom was all pissed because they said, how dare they make them wait out in the cold?
She was probably stuffing her purse full of like Forever 21.
And not just that, we live in California. The coldest point here is like 30 degrees, okay? It's not like it's sub-zero temperatures.
That's cold everywhere.
No.
30 degrees.
Well, fine. Speaking of freezing, the Shook, can you tell us what in Fahrenheit is the freezing point?
32.
There we go.
Oh, wow. He's learning. I thought you were tricking me with the Celsius.
What is it in Celsius?
Zero.
Oh, yeah,
he's learning. And Calvin?
It's not Calvin. It's Kelvin.
Calvin.
I'm an educated man. I know what I'm talking
about. Calvin.
What's the boiling point? Because according
Calvin wasn't allowed in Arden Fair Mall.
No, not at all.
What?
128.
Did you just hear the boiling point?
What
did
he say?
In Fahrenheit, right?
Yeah.
It's like...
No, what'd you just say? Don't try to come up with another answer.
I don't know, I forgot.
You said 128.
Oh,
no. Wait, 100? I didn't say
that.
That sounds right. No, that sounds right. What's wrong with that?
That's another technical joke, fellas out there.
They're not getting it.
Yeah, they're just saying. So you know that song, When You Only Got Like 100 Years to Live? I've remixed it to When You Only Got 128 Seconds to Live. TTL.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure America's riveted right now.
Yeah. We just lost half our podcast viewers.
Moving on
to the racist profile.
Sweet.
And the other half to our
sweet
stupid
echo reply.
But I'm just saying, earlier when this topic was brought up in the week, the Shook thought that boiling was 350 degrees. Now he thinks it's 128.
I don't know. Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. It is.
I don't recall.
Good answer. I like that. Okay, so
riots were pretty crazy. I mean, moving on from that topic, though, I mean,
Think the riot should happen, personally. The mall isn't for rioting.
No,
the mall is for women to drag their husbands to and make them carry bags. That's been my experience, I think.
Or for women to walk around with their kids pushing the strollers, because when I worked there, that's all they did Monday through Friday, walk
Dude,
around the mall.
Dude, that would be sweet if...
Yeah, you knew they all put out.
That's at the gallery. And they buy Michael Kors like on a flim. They're just like, bam.
Fuck that.
I bought a Michael Kors purse for Christmas.
I didn't know what Michael Kors was until, 4 days ago. And I
found
out.
You don't watch Project Runway?
No, I do not. And I found out it cost me $500 later.
Oh, she's smart. She got you on the first one.
Oh, she's.
Wait, you can't go to an outlet for that?
Can you go to an outlet
for that? Yeah, I went to the outlet.
How much was it? How much was it?
No, I'm not going all the way out there.
Normally priced? Gentlemen, this is what you call a deal.
Okay,
this is a real slick deal.
Wait, okay, for all you lady listeners, Michael Kors hookup.
So what you do? let me give you the.
Wait, do I have to sign up on a baby registry or a wedding registry or anything like that?
Pro move,
ladies. What all you got to do is trick your husband into doing something stupid. That way, he gets you an extra special gift this year. And what you do?
How many times have you been tricked, then? Because you're always buying a gift.
Dude, I'm dumb as fuck. I don't know what the hell. So I take her to the outlet, and I know, and this is a smart thing for husbands to do. Shook, you could learn from this. You always let them pick out their gift because you don't want to be getting them the wrong thing. It's not the thought that counts with them. No, they want what they want, and they need what they need. So,
wait, are you telling this for Shook's husband or for him?
Oh. You make someone very happy one day. I don't judge, bro. So anyways, no, you go to the outlet because it was discounted. Normally it's $150. Walked out the door, $68, bro.
Wow. Whoa.
$68.
That's more than half off.
Yeah.
Of course it is. That's when I go shopping. You save $5 and you get all giddy.
Does your girl know there's a real Michael Kors in the Galleria?
Of course she does, but she likes a deal too.
I might have to let her know.
She knows.
Where's
she,
this outlet at?
Vacaville.
Damn. How are the pair of socks that you got her?
I didn't get that. What? Pair of socks.
Yeah. It sounds like you got ripped off, bro.
Nah, bro. It was all good. No, but that's just it. You know, the outlets are a good spot. I got a lot of times I'll get like two Coach wallets. No big deal.
You know what's good? Nice. The outlets. What? You can get like the
Mrs. Fields cookies.
Oh, ice cream. Parking. No, like the
TCBY.
Parking. The ice cream cookie bars.
It's
oh, in Vacaville?
Vacaville. So many flavors.
They have an It's It outlet?
Yes.
Yeah. You can just load up.
So many flavors that you've never even heard
plus
of.
Plus, you can't even get those home in time. Long drive.
Well,
awesome ass.
Maybe, I don't know. I've never done it personally, but maybe they put it in like dry ice or something. You put that in the trunk. Boom.
Yeah, that's what you want, like a gift with dry ice so that it's like smoking out of the wrapping paper.
It's actually
if I got it's not making it home. I'm eating, just driving, eating that. It's,
that's true.
Except they get all over, dude. You don't want to put that in your new truck.
And that's true.
And the chocolate, too. The chocolate gets all over. It gets all over your face, all over your shirt. It's just a messy ice cream bar.
If it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong in your face.
Oh, bringing it back old school.
Carl's Jr. Yep.
That place is kind of overrated.
Are you kidding?
What?
Why?
No way.
I'm with Gama on that one.
What?
Yeah,
what are you going to put over for fast food?
Chick-fil-A.
Anything that tastes good?
Are you kidding?
Taco Bell tacos?
In-N-Out.
No. Jack in the Box In-N-Out. Tacos.
You can't go wrong with Jack.
In-N-Out's on a different level because it's centralized.
We're talking burger shops. You can't compare Jim Boy's to Carl's Jr.
In-N-Out.
You compare Jim Boy's to Green Burrito.
Justin just put out a solid one. Habit.
Habit. Habit's not
Habit
fast food,
not
though.
Yeah.
You have to have a drive-thru.
Yeah. You have to have a drive-thru?
Have to have a drive-thru.
In-N-Out, then.
No, but In-N-Out's not national. Carl's Jr. is even worldwide. It's kind of centrally.
Technically, it's not. Carl's Jr.'s is West Coast.
And then.
Well, they own Hardee's.
Hardee's.
What's the difference between Hardee's and Carl's Jr.?
Not a thing.
The name.
No, they do have certain menu items that were different.
Yeah, they probably have poutine back there.
Well,
some weird
something.
Stuff.
There's some stuff.
They have sweet tea and they have homemade biscuits made from Granny in the back.
Mm. They do that at Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
They don't have biscuits, do they?
Well, it came from Hardee's.
Hardee's
though.
Does.
But they do that at Carl's Jr.
Yeah, but it started at Hardee's.
As a former Carl's Jr. employee, I think you're a little biased, bro.
No, I loved working at Carl's Jr. And especially the ones that
you aren't. You just proved his point.
What?
That's what he said.
As a former.
He said.
You're a little biased. You're like, I love working
You know,
at Carl's.
I'm so on the defense over here. I misheard. It's my fault.
I mean, I am a former Jack in the Box JBX employee. You know, that's
JBX?
I feel like there's some competition
right
here.
Wow, yeah.
Didn't it give you like salmonella or something crazy? What happened?
Herpes.
Yeah, but he went back.
Kill you.
Didn't you shit blood?
Only once. Only once.
Jack in the Box.
But a real man walks it off
and
keeps going.
And Decker.
Dude, you need to slow down.
Nah, bro. All I'm saying is, I'm sorry to bring it up, but Carl's Jr., they've gone downhill. The service is shit. It's horrible.
Have you ever had good service at fast food besides In-N-Out?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Anywhere but Carl's Jr., bro.
Chick-fil-A is super nice, but they're super Christian.
That's okay.
Yeah, they're super nice.
Yeah.
So is In-N-Out.
And their food is delightful.
And the problem with Chick-fil-A is they're not open on Sundays. And on game day, I want a chicken sandwich. Yeah.
I'll give you that.
And I got to settle on Jack in
the
Box.
Day prior.
Is Boston Market's around anymore?
Yeah,
there's
one.
Those things
that
smell
is
like...
Not
oh, time out. Boston, I went into one. I walked in. I had a flashback to like my fifth grade freaking cafeteria because it smells like ass in there. Couldn't buy anything and left because I'm like, I really want some fucking day old turkey with and gravy with like a 3-inch skin on
Luke.
It. And
it's
some
still Luke. It's lukewarm.
Yeah, that's it. Lukewarm is the best you get there.
Yeah, but it lasts longer that way.
I can get better food at a taco truck than that place.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I'd rather eat brain tacos than fucking Boston Market.
Yeah.
That place kind of
But
sucks.
They had chicken at Boston Market, I thought. You could bet the whole chicken.
Yeah, but now, you know, you go to Costco, you can get a whole damn
That's
chicken
true.
For $5.
Quality chicken.
Nobody beats Save Mart, though. Because look at Save Mart doesn't
They're
have a line like
down.
Costco.
But they don't have the prices like Costco.
They're $5, I think.
$8.
Really? They're dirt cheap, and they are good. Raley's, I love me a Save Mart rotisserie
chicken.
They all
closed down around me.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shit store.
Raley's has them, too.
There was, yes, he's right, though. There was never a line in Save Mart. You go in there, and it was like,
walking
you walk right,
right
up.
Because no one wants to pay those union fees.
Speaking of stores during the holidays, as I'll go back to that. I made a good little zinger when I was at the store. I made some people laugh, guys. I was at Target.
First time?
No, I was at Target, and there's a long-ass line. And I said, what the fuck? Is this Walmart? If I want to go in a line, I go to Walmart. Even the employee laughed.
Was that really it?
Yeah, that was it.
That was the lame as fuck.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Wait. Can we get the laugh?
Oh, perfect. Wow. There's your laugh right there. Good God. That's so creepy.
All that's... right. That does it. You guys, I'm going
home. Wow. Shit. Moving on from the riots and the bad jokes from the GOM.
Yeah. That was a fucking pro joke.
Two of our very own went to go see Rogue One.
Oh.
Ooh.
Justin and Vaughn.
Yeah. That's fact.
Tell us how it was.
You want me to go first?
No, go first, Vaughn.
This is the best.
Oh, wait. Everybody, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Rogue One, they may spoil it.
Spoiler.
I tried to see Rogue One.
Hey, that sounds like Star Wars.
Wait, are we really going to spoil it? Because you guys haven't seen it.
I haven't seen
That's fine. Yet. Spoil away.
I was going to see it, but my wife bought tickets to the wrong movie theater. So we got there.
Why didn't you just go to the other movie theater?
Because it was already too late. The movie had already started. Wasted $30.
Oh, damn. What tickets were $30?
Yeah. So in Folsom, for two. There's two movie theaters now with the same name.
The Padillo.
Yeah,
Palladio.
Okay.
Padillo. One's called Palladio 16, one's Palladio Lux. Yeah. She bought tickets to the Lux one and didn't realize it.
But they're $15 a piece?
That's a rip off, bro.
Not only that, but after 6 nice p.m., anyone under 21 is not allowed. It's like a nightclub at night.
That's the way
like
to do it.
That I'm down movie for that. Theater. Yeah, that's a good
Matt, about your luck, Shook.
Stay home.
Yeah, sorry, baby.
No riots there.
No, yeah. Heck no.
Well, it's Folsom. But, yeah, so I didn't even get to see it because we thought the movie was at 11:40. We were there about 11. We got there at 11:20. The real tickets were for 11:10.
Oh.
Yeah. So
wait. So you
would have
been. You would have missed it either way.
No, because at Palladio, you pick your seating before you walk in, so you can get there literally as the time of the when it says.
You said
the
trailers. You said you got there at 11.
Oh, I always miss the trailers. Oh. I hate the trailers.
Yeah. Oh no! Hold on.
I hate the trailers.
Whoa! Hold on.
Hate the trailers.
The best part of Rogue One is the initial Dunkirk 7.5-minute spectacular.
So.
Spectacle of motion picture, cinematographed to the max. Great sound, great visuals.
This isn't the movie.
The acting is top. This is a 7.5-minute Dunkirk preview. Christopher Nolan, he does a thing with a thing.
So you're telling me that if you would have saw the preview and then they would have rolled the
credits,
I would have
been sad. I would have been satisfied.
I respectfully...
It was
seven
cool.
And a half
it was cool
a long
as hell.
Disagree.
It was cool.
Oh, it was.
Rogue
it was really
One
cool. Is the best Star Wars movie.
Second best in my book, but yes.
The I've best. Seen it. The best.
Actually, Matt did see it.
Shook saw it.
I left him out of there. My
oh.
Bad. Yeah. Oh, my bad.
He's
Matt.
Used to being... Wait, did you see that preview? No,
I didn't see the preview.
Oh.
He's used to being left out.
You know what? I think that flat bill's turning into a real fuckboy.
Oh. Drop the mic.
Here's the difference. I actually fuck.
Boy,
suck. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was perfect.
Damn.
I got nothing. I'm going to.
Shots over the flat bill.
I'm going to chew my dip. You go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
That was a headshot.
All right. Do we want to not go over
Rogue.
Rogue One?
No,
then?
Let's do Rogue One. I want to know about this.
I want to know Rogue One.
Okay.
Well,
did you
want to
go
much,
past the
what are you
going to
talk about? I think
that's
about?
All he blew his load. He saw the preview and he's content.
It's the best.
He's rolling over and taking a nap.
He reached for my hand during that. I was like, whoa.
It was tense.
It was good.
No joke. It was 7.5 minutes and it was tense the whole time.
He said it was just a clock ticking.
Yeah, but it was like the crazy scene of bombers and people trying to get on boats.
Is DiCaprio in it?
No.
Christian
Tom Hardy.
Bale.
Tom Hardy.
Oh, Tom Hardy. All right. He's got his own TV show coming.
Taboo. Out. Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rogue One, no crawl at the beginning. How'd you guys feel about that?
Totally cool.
And no original fanfare.
Totally cool.
No John Williams is a disappointment for me.
It was pretty good, though. And to be fair, the person who did the, I forget his name, starts with a K, I think.
Did Hans Zimmer do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he only had
the only other guy, no.
4 weeks to do it, to the entire score.
What?
Yeah.
That's so impossible. Beach Boys couldn't do that.
Well, that's because one of them was crazy.
Who the fuck tears this?
The Beach Boys couldn't do that.
They're the pinnacle of music.
Everybody go surfing USA. Yeah, it's real tough.
California girl.
Same song. Same song right there.
No. Yeah, but they're all
Deuce
good.
Deuce Coop.
Yeah,
same song, all three of them. They were the same song.
409. That's a shitty ass detergent anyway.
No, I don't know. I disagree with that statement. I love me 409. That cleans everything.
That's because you're a kept man. I'm not.
Cleans everything.
Wow.
We're talking about cubic inches.
Totally fine.
We're going to go back to Rogue One.
Totally fine.
So no crawl, like, so totally no fine. Screen yeah, where it no, goes down?
No. Don't need yeah. it.
No, no fan.
It sounds like a little story thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that
yeah.
Jurassic no Park?
Crawl. Yeah, that was not Star Wars.
No, it was just two notes from it.
Did you like the way they went into, like, her backstory, and then they showed the title card, and then went into the modern time?
Yeah.
I like the way those openings intro.
I'm going to have to watch this.
It's like the opening of a TV show.
So you think they're going to do that for all of the non-episode Star Wars?
The no crawl?
Yeah.
I'd say they set a precedent on this one, yeah.
And then all the episode ones, they'll keep doing the crawl?
Yeah. The crawl was super controversial.
Really?
A lot of Star Wars fans were like, they wanted it. And
yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird, too. Like, it's super important, but if you notice, every time they've remastered or re-released episode 4, the crawl has actually changed wording. The wording isn't the same in all of them.
I had that shit on Laserdisc.
The original theatrical release.
Yeah, on Laserdisc.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was a kid, I saw it. And then when I got it on, like, they did the remaster, like, later on when I was on DVD or whatever. It was different. And so, yeah, they changed, like, I don't know why. Does anyone know why that is? Why they changed
Lucas felt that he could have told the story better by adding and subtracting from it. I mean, he wanted Han shot first in theatrical release. He wanted Guido to shoot first. He added all those goofy CG monsters and like Mos Eisley. Like the whole conversation between C-3PO and RTD2 when they get off the initial pod is different. Yeah, it's like...
Because when I was a kid, I saw... I don't want to get too off topic, but I saw the... What was it? It was like in the late 90s. It was the... They brought it out to theaters again, right? It was the new edition, the remastered. Yes. And there was, like, I noticed it was different. It was longer. And they added a bunch of stuff. So is that kind of what you're kind of going towards? Like, so when you, is that part of the, when they rewrote the title card thing? Is that the same thing?
We didn't see the
movie. They did edit that.
Okay.
No, you're talking about the remake OG of the 4,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
I was just curious because I thought I was the one to notice that. I thought it was weird.
So
I brought it up.
So Rogue One, back to Rogue One again.
We're going back to Rogue One like six times. Let Justin speak. I want to know about Rogue One.
Star Wars for a second.
No, that was super geeky, Gom. Good job.
Give me some fucking credit here. God damn it.
Am I the only one that noticed? I fucking brought it up.
Jesus, continue. My apologies.
All right, so. I felt that everything about Rogue One, the way it flowed, I felt like it was a little bit slow at the beginning, but towards the middle and the end, one of the best movies I've actually ever seen. It was done super well. And the ending ties perfectly into New Hope.
So is it before New Hope?
Yes. So it's basically...
It's 2 days or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's... That's it. Like the 2 days leading up to where you the New Hope starts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about how they got the plans for the Death Star.
Oh, all right.
How about Obi-Wan Kenobi? Your only hope.
That's cool.
Yeah, they don't show that part. Well,
that's no. Awesome. That.
You got to quote that line on today?
That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, that's fucked. Yeah, that's messed up, bro. Yeah. Too soon.
Nah, I didn't think so.
it's all about the comedic timing. Yeah.
That's about Leia. And Carrie Fisher passed away yesterday?
60 years old, bro.
Yesterday.
That's fucked up.
I thought she was going to make it, man. They said she was stable all weekend.
Yeah, now, so was Joan Rivers.
That was weird.
Now did you hear that she never even woke up? She never gained consciousness. So much for stable.
It'll be a month before we actually know what really happened.
Do you guys think drugs were involved or just her body being like...
I heard she did a lot of coke, bro.
No, she did a lot of drugs. Back tons in the day. Of alcohol.
I think... Someone finally told her that Trump's the president and
decided to give up.
Man.
What kind of death was that?
Man. It was a heart attack.
Jeez. Elizabeth.
I'm coming.
From, like, the reports on the plane, it didn't sound like it was good at all. Like, it sounded like she was practically DOA, man.
Dang, that's a bummer. 2016, they're taking a lot of celebrities this year.
Taking tons. Huge amounts of top celebs, I think, in
huge.
My opinion.
Which
huge.
Ones? Which ones were top celebs?
Kimbo dude. Slice.
That guy ain't a celebrity.
Are you kidding me?
Let's go. Okay, someone bring up the list. We're going to go down some of these top
Kimbo
ones.
Kimbo started off with Gene Wilder, Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Overrated movie.
Oh. What?
No. Overrated. Let's talk about the great other one. Movie.
Don't tell me you like the Johnny Depp one better.
No, they're both stupid.
How is it stupid?
I got to go to the ticket. I get to go to Chocolate Factory. Ooh.
It's because you never won.
Yeah, you're a loser in life. You got a ring on other people's
bread. It's even a shitty candy. I had a Wonka bar. It tasted like ass.
Wait, Dave.
Well, they make
that?
Other
what's
candies.
The dick-flavored wallpaper called?
No, snozzberries. That's always been the funny thing, is when they lick the snozzberries, snozzberries is actually a euphemism for penis.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Look it up.
Told you it's a weird movie.
Dude, they do it in Super Troopers too, when he's like, the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm aware.
Yeah, it's a euphemism for penis.
Okay, so we lost Gene Wilder.
The father of your personal
he's
hero.
A funny man.
Alan Thicke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Robin Thicke. I talked to him this morning. He's still upset.
Oh, man.
Well, he lost his dad. I think he would be.
Yeah. Jeez.
You know who else? Even huger. Than Robin.
Huger. That's pretty huge. Let's hear it.
Huger.
The number one album of 2016 came from a little man named David Bowie that invented a sect of rock that didn't exist before him. Glam
what
rock.
Kind was that?
Glam rock.
What the
David
heck?
Bowie's wow. the father of glam rock. Really? Glam. Not Graham. Sorry. Glam.
Yeah, that was a big loss.
That's a big loss.
Huge in the music community.
Yeah. No, the Starman song is pretty good. I like that
yeah.
one.
Alan Rickman.
Who?
He's a good man.
The guy from, what was his name? Hans Gruber.
Oh.
And Professor
Hans.
Snape.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're killing me, Hans. Yeah, I like that.
Glenn Frey from the Eagles. They'll never be the same.
No one knows who that guy
Lawrence
is.
Lawrence Henderson.
The next guy.
Oh. Yeah. The Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Wait, from The Machine?
No, The Brady Bunch. Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson and The Machine?
The mom.
No, the mom from
not,
Brady
not
Bunch.
The band.
Yeah,
not,
Florence
not the band.
Henderson and The Machine.
Not the band.
The front man's dead?
not that band.
Oh,
she had a band name.
Mrs. Brady.
Thank God.
Dave Mira.
Oh, the BMX guy?
Oh, that was a big one.
One of the fathers.
Well, he's a has-been, though. It's not really.
No.
Well, he committed suicide,
too. Yeah, he didn't really die.
And what were we talking about? He made sure not to shoot his
brains.
Shot
himself in the heart so he could use his, take it, study his head for concussions.
How noble. Okay, going on.
Oh, that's a big deal, man.
That shit ain't real.
Oh, no, man. He really did shoot himself in the heart.
Oh, really? I thought you were fucking wrong.
Yeah, so they can set a concussions. Now, concussions, you're right, are not real. Yeah. They're overrated, and people think they get them, even though they just get flicked in the side of the head, and they go,
everyone,
oh, I have a
concussion. Everyone gets a concussion these days. And when I was in high school, you just got your bell rung. That's what they called it.
Yep.
You drank some water, you sat down for 5 minutes, you got back up, and you're a man. Now, you know, with Shook over here, he gets a little tap on the shoulder playing football, and he goes, I got a concussion, I can't
we'll
play
give
this
you
week.
A concussion and see how you feel.
Oh. I don't have those problems. I'm a masculine person.
Seriously? Wow. He got into that fight with that one kid and ripped all the hair.
Done.
That was me.
Yeah.
That was me.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Sorry. Yeah. Somebody got beat up.
And it was pubic hair.
Oh.
That's fucked up, bro. Who else did we get?
It still hurts.
I missed someone. Sorry.
Yeah. Maurice White, Earth, Wind & Fire. No, my favorite band.
They still got 87 other members.
Well, and
they'll
they keep
be
dying
fine.
And cycling new ones
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I know. They'll be fine.
They'll still be around.
They're still great.
But it's the like originals.
Still great.
It's like the teeth in a shark jaw. They just keep replacing each other.
Now, as long as you don't live in a pansy town and you still read this book when you're in high school, the author of To Kill a Mockingbird died. That's probably one of the biggest books.
But that was influential that for high school.
Yeah.
It's huge,
but that
yeah.
book, I hated reading that. Though.
It doesn't matter. Everyone reads it.
I don't think I read it either.
I read it, but I'm trying to remember.
No,
what
you
was.
Read it. You went
Shook,
to
you
school.
Can't even
well,
read.
I didn't,
of course, you didn't read it.
No, I didn't read it.
Today, Junior.
There's a movie.
Yeah, I think I saw the movie too. I just usually use spark notes.
That's the one with the guy, right? There's a guy.
What, To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah, there's a guy in that.
No, you're thinking of Mice and Men.
No.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. There's a nice guy.
No, it was a slave.
Yeah.
No, we don't like that stuff, but there's another guy.
Isn't that right? Lady wrote that book?
Yeah.
No, there's a guy. Who's the guy? The guy that, he's like a scary guy, but at the end he's a nice guy.
Are you talking about Mice and Men? Oh, where they?
Oh, I remember.
No,
what's
that's
on
To
now.
Kill a Mockingbird.
No, I really don't remember that book.
Yeah, there's a scary guy.
Back to me.
Apparently, Shook and I have read this book, and you guys learned scholars over there.
I'm like 30 years older than you guys.
There's a nice. He's a scary. He's, everyone thinks he's scary.
Yeah.
The, the neighbor.
Years older?
Yeah, what's his name?
Like
he's got a cool name.
Years older than him, and probably a good 10 years older than him.
You're not even close to true, bro.
Yeah,
I might be close.
No, I don't think so. I
you're
think
like
it's
25.
Like 2 years.
Where are you going, Ken? For famous deaths,
Buddy Ryan.
Oh,
for the NFL world,
the father,
the 46,
yeah,
the 46.
Father, the
also
46
a former
D.
Minnesota Vikings defensive coach.
Doo-doo.
He invented the Purple People Eaters defense.
Oh, you're really going to encourage that sound effect?
Oh, that's a big one. You know, I'm gonna top you. Topper. Nancy Reagan.
Oh, that is
huge.
That's
a tough
that's
one.
Huge.
Say no to drugs, bro.
Yeah.
I will top
huge.
All of
she
you.
Was not on drugs.
No, she said,
say no.
Just say no to drugs.
Dare.
Muhammad Ali.
Oh,
yeah, that's, not that's a big Nancy one. Reagan. That's bigger than Reagan.
All he was a draft dodger.
George Martin, best the producer ever. Of the Beatles.
Yeah.
What?
If you would have said George R.R. Martin, then we would have had a conversation, but...
Don't forget Anton Yelchin.
What?
Oh, you know that dude. Star Trek.
Oh, Star Trek. Oh,
yeah.
Dude that got ran over by his own car.
His
that
his
was
Jeep.
Weird.
At Jeep.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Thanks, Jeep.
Jesus. Oh, wait.
Fix that parking brake.
Pat Summitt.
Oh, Pat Summitt.
Who?
Huge in the women's basketball community. You don't watch
in sports. No one watches women's basketball. What are you talking about?
Yes.
She's big in sports.
Huge.
One up influentialness. Influential for Matt, Prince.
Oh yeah, Purple Rain.
If you like
Purple
shit music,
Rain. That shit was good.
No, Prince overrated.
You know who predicted her death?
Who?
Miss Cleo.
Oh.
I'm assuming she had that predict. Right?
Call me now.
Call me now.
Whose death?
Miss Cleo died.
Oh. So she had to predict that, right?
Yeah, but she charged you 99 cents a minute when she did it.
What about Frank Sinatra Jr.?
Big loss, bro. Big loss.
Yeah, I don't think that's a loss.
That's a big loss, bro.
Oh.
What song did he? Was he a singer?
Yeah, not nearly as good as his dad. But
no,
I didn't even know he sang.
I think he just sang his dad's song.
Nancy Sinatra.
I think
I know.
That was it.
Rob Ford.
Oh yeah.
My favorite celebrity.
He is the best because my favorite part with Rob
smoking,
Ford
drinking snorting.
he didn't even try to hide his depravity. He goes, they bring him in front of the inquiry. That's what they call it in Canada, I believe. And he goes, "Did you smoke cocaine?" He just goes. Yes, I did.
Did you guys say Alan Rickman?
Yeah.
Hans.
That's
huge.
Gary Shandling.
Not a big loss.
Didn't we lose another Star Wars person?
Yeah, we did.
The original
R2-D2.
R2-D2.
I thought it was C-3PO.
No, it's R2-D2.
R2.
Yeah.
Kenny Baker.
How is he? I thought it was just a robot.
No, he actually fits.
In the original one, he was the little person that was in R2 moving the head. And everything.
Oh, they used the little person?
They did.
Whispering.
And they used the big person for Chewbacca.
Well, that makes sense.
Wow.
And then a medium person for everybody else.
Exactly.
For the Ewoks.
I'm just saying. No, like, so... Was he, so I thought it was just like a little robot that they moved. I didn't like an RC car or something. There's a person there?
Yeah, I guess. They didn't have the technology to do the robot stuff back then.
I didn't
see
this.
But we could put
someone
to the moon, but we can't make a little robot R2-D2.
That's the truth.
It was in the 70s.
We went to the moon in the 60s.
And we haven't been to the moon since.
Yeah. Allegedly, you don't believe that we went to the moon?
There's nothing on the moon anyway.
No, we went.
There's a U.S. flag.
Later.
Yeah, but who cares?
Dude, I totally forgot about this one. Doris Roberts. From Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh.
The mom.
Grandma's Boy. That was her biggest.
Yeah. Frankenstein.
Incorrect. Nothing's better than Raymond.
Oh.
Nothing
Grandma's
is.
Boy is hilarious.
It's not better than Raymond.
Oh.
Well, Adam Sandler's best movie.
Because he was
arguably.
Yeah.
No, later movie.
Because he's not in it, but it's all of his buddies, and he produced it. Best movie.
Watch an episode of Everyone Loves Raymond.
But Everybody Loves
laugh.
Raymond
the
probably
best program.
Is just over it because it is a program, right?
It's
not
hilarious.
Just a 2.5 hour
it's
movie
hilarious.
Or 2 hour
the
movie.
Best show.
China.
Yeah,
dead.
But it's a sick car.
Yeah.
Sick car.
You were mentioning it today. That's how good it was. No one remembers 90. That,
Raymond.
Everyone Loves
Raymond,
except Raymond. There's a shitty 90s sitcom. Oh,
yeah. It's not shitty.
Vaughn should bring that one up.
Which one?
Which one?
The famous drink. The golfer. The legend
Arnie?
Himself.
Arnie. Yeah, Arnie Palmer.
Big loss.
Respect.
Big loss.
Respect. Yeah.
Heard he was a nice guy. I don't know anything.
That guy invented golf.
And
yeah. Yeah, because he was around in Scotland in like the 1500s.
I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah. He's a good man.
And lemonade and iced tea go really well together.
But no one thought of that before him?
No. He was the first.
He didn't physically do the act of mixing it.
Yes, he did.
So if three quarters, the rapper Ice-T drinks lemonade, is he an Arnold Palmer?
Ooh.
See what you did there?
It's lemonade.
With a little bit of cocoa on top.
Hey!
There's no little bit of cocoa. I'm just saying.
No. Mr. Hockey himself.
Thicker than his knickers.
Gordie Howe.
Wayne
Gretzky?
Wayne
Gretzky.
Have you never heard of a Gordie Howe hat trick? A fight, a goal, and an assist.
But
is
Mr.
A Gordie
Howe
hat trick.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
No.
It's either Wayne Gretzky or Yamir Lager.
What about, thanks to this man's death, we can now get good cigars and decent rum? Fidel Castro?
Oh. Yeah.
Yippee!
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Oh, I mean...
You know that people made him like some kind of hero. The guy's a piece of shit.
In Cuba, they really liked the guy.
No, they really didn't.
They're walking around with pictures of him.
They did the same thing with Kim Jong-il. They're crying for 3 days.
They did the same thing with Trump.
I'm going to show...
It's huge.
I'm showing a quick picture here to Cougar Bait. Hey, that dude, Ron Lester.
Oh, yep.
The
guy
that died from Varsity Blues, he's also the fat guy from Remember the Titans. He died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really? He lost a lot of weight and then died. It's kind of fucked up.
He wasn't in Remember the Titans.
He was one of the offensive linemen.
No.
Yeah,
no
yes,
I'm pretty
he
sure,
was.
I'm pretty sure he's right.
Oh.
Sunshine, remember, he can't get his grades up. And so Denzel
That's
Washington.
Not him. That is not him.
Looks like him. Looks like him. I'm not.
Lunch bet. Lunch bet. Right lunch
now.
Bet that.
Yeah,
lunch
come
bet.
On.
Lunch bet it.
All right, well, you guys did it. Good lunch bet. Look it up.
So let's all be quiet while they look this up.
Yeah.
No, I mean, with all these deaths
Moment
we talked
of silence.
About, somebody has to come back as a ghost. And Gom, you have a ghost story for us, right?
Okay, yeah, so.
Wait, is this a recent ghost story?
Last night, bro.
What?
Yeah.
Was it Alan Rickman?
I mean.
No.
Let's make it real spooky, like do a spooky voice.
But can we agree that you don't ghosts don't exist?
No, they fucking exist.
He believes in
them. After you hear the story, you'll believe it.
Okay, so. Last night, my wife was sick, so she's sleeping downstairs. I'm sleeping in bed, I'm in bed alone. And I
feel like that's the opposite of how that should go.
No,
but
she wanted to, that was all her idea. I don't know, so,
oh yeah,
fuck yeah. No, so I'm watching ghost videos on my phone, and probably didn't start off the night well, but it was about midnight, and I'm laying in bed, and I feel like I've been in earthquakes before. And so I know what it, you know what the feeling is. Like everything's, you're swaying back and forth. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I heard the shower door in our master bedroom clang from the movement of the house. And I was like, fuck, is that a ghost or something? And I felt something like, I thought it was touching my arm, right? And I was like, oh shit. So I got hella scared. The hair on the neck, back of my neck stood up. And then I laying, I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm going to stop watching the ghost shit. I'm going to watch boxing, And so I'm watching boxing. And 3 minutes later, the shit happens again. I felt the movement, and I heard the door clang. I'm like, oh, shit.
Wait, what time was this at?
About midnight.
Well, there was an earthquake.
Wasn't there like 15 earthquakes in our neck of the woods?
Hold on. I'm not done talking.
Okay. You hear banging noises and stuff moving.
Men are talking.
Yes, Jesus. I am talking. You hear me talking.
No, so I get to work.
Can't you hear me calling?
So I get to work, and General George, who is not here. I say, hey, I deduced that it was an earthquake. At first thought it was a ghost.
You deduced at like 7:30 in the morning when you got to work.
Yeah, no, because it wasn't in the news yet.
You dropped the deduce.
Well, I did that. Oh, no, bro, you always got to do that and get paid for it. You never do it at home. You do it at work.
Pro tip. Pro tip.
I don't care about the money. It's that this free supplies.
Well,
I'm making $14 while I'm sitting there on the can.
Dropping.
You sit there for a whole hour?
It's the most rent you get done all day.
Bro.
Did you ever think that doing that at work is the exact opposite of an unpaid lunch?
Literally.
Oh, it's true.
The exact opposite.
What?
Wait, what?
Dropping a deuce at work is the exact opposite of an unpaid lunch.
Because you're getting paid to expel the food that you would eat.
Oh, that's a good point, bro.
Just saying.
Got it.
Yeah, no,
they don't pay us for
like,
our lunches.
It's like a reverse lunch.
Yep.
You shove it up your ass, it comes out your mouth.
This is the South Park episode.
You're sick bastards.
No, anyway, no. So I come into work and I tell the people, I'm like, hey, you guys feel the earthquake? They're like, no, bro, there's no earthquake. It must have been your fucking ghost. Must have been your fucking ghost. And I felt like.
What else? You were the one saying that.
Everyone knew it was an earthquake as soon as it happened.
So time out. Is the moral of this story that it was an earthquake and not a ghost?
No, it was a ghost.
No, but
no,
they're trying
it
to
was a ghost.
Bullshit, bro.
It was a ghost, I thought.
The moral story is...
Wait, what touched you on the shoulder?
That was the weird thing.
What pulled your pants down?
Well, don't not the weird thing.
Well, yeah. No, it touched my shoulder, and I was like, okay, maybe it's like a pinched nerve or some shit. Yeah. I don't know. I was trying to think logically.
Was it cold?
Huh?
Was it cold? The thing that touched your shoulder, was it cold?
Dude.
Like a penis?
Bro.
That was sitting on his shoulder, not touching.
That's called an incubus.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no,
a demon.
No,
that's about about 8 inches from being a Roman war helmet.
No, Roman helmet, bro.
A Roman helmet. Yeah.
No, but all I'm saying is, it was weird, and I thought it was a ghost for about a good couple of minutes. I was kind of scared, bro.
But you deduced.
Yeah, I deduced.
And, in the toilet.
Yeah, that was later. But no. So all I'm saying is, I came to work and I asked some people if there's a. It wasn't in the news yet. I didn't see nothing.
It was in the news at like 3
that's
in the morning.
That's cool that you felt an earthquake, though.
Well, kinda.
No, I don't think he did. They're not reporting felt in Sacramento. They're reporting ghosts in Sacramento.
Oh,
well, yeah, but that.
So wait, you left your wife home alone with the ghost in the house?
Well, bro, if she doesn't know about it, then she won't be scared.
Well, I don't think it works
about
that way.
It now. She's gonna know
she's
about it.
She's too busy with the Black Decker. All day battery.
Oh. 18 volt, bro.
Yeah.
Lithium ion, you know, charges fast.
Yeah.
It's called the refractory period.
Oh,
wow.
Gosh.
Good times. No, but it was pretty scary. I was legitimately scared for a few minutes.
All right, round table, who believes in ghosts? Gom believes.
Nope.
Oh, I
Brandon.
Definitely believe.
Nope.
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 Nope. Probably not.
I'm skeptical.
Nope.
Hard no.
Okay.
What the fuck's wrong with you people?
So look, just look around the table and look who the only person you have something in common with is.
So I'm skeptical on it.
He's the closest you have. This is an ally right
he
now.
He always wanted to be me. I'm a good role model.
That's pretty
I got
to
tell you guys something. I've spent the night in the most haunted plantation in America.
Was it Candyland?
No, it was in Louisiana. It was about like a bunch of slaves getting killed and white people. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I went to a child's prison.
Oh, where do you go?
Shit,
you go
they have those?
An abandoned child's prison. It's like basically a wreckage. And you know the ghost, the dumbass like F-boy ghost
rules?
Yeah,
no, ghost adventures.
The yeah, F-boy ghost boy went there. They did a lock-in.
Really?
And he literally got the ghost scratched his leg to the point where it bled.
Hell yeah.
Or he scratched his leg till the point it bled.
Maybe. I didn't feel anything. Like
or he rubbed against the wall.
Like that.
I've been underground at below K Street. I went underground there and supposedly videoed a ghost.
Oh.
And yeah, those are my three like most possibilities of seeing a ghost. Never did.
Well,
supposedly I videoed a ghost, but.
Who said you videoed it? Did it happen in post-production?
No. So this was weird. It was on a. Yeah, this is. Let me get serious right now.
Oh. Can't even get serious.
So I was doing a school project, and part of it was going and filming like the underground of where we live. There's like a city built on top of a city.
Yep.
So we went down to the basement.
Yoda.
Went down to this basement of this old record store, and you could basically see down the old streets, and the face of the old hotel that used to be there was there. So we're filming down there, and the girl that was with me, she was kind of freaking out because it was like she was feeling weird, like something was around her.
Was it like kind of dark and eerie, or
no,
is
it was
well
ghost
lit.
Vibe. It was light, but it, dude, I'll admit that it really felt like the air was thick down there, and it was cold. Well, it felt humid, yeah.
You're below ground. You're in a subterranean city.
Only like one flight of stairs, though. It's like not that far down there.
I guess that's true.
So we're filming around, and like right before we leave, I'm like, I'm going to take a shot outside of this old hotel's front door, right? So I put the camera up, and like the girl just starts like freaking out. She's like, I think something's here. I'm like, no, I don't, whatever, just I'm filming. And then all of a sudden, I see this flash on the camera, and I'm like, oh, that was weird. Because I'm holding the camera around chest level. Looking at the viewfinder, I see the flash on the viewfinder, but I don't see it in front of the camera. So I close it up. So I go upstairs, and the people that work there, I'm like, hey, you know, I was filming downstairs. I think there was something on the film. They're like, let us see it. So we open it up, and like we fast forward to the part where the flash happens, right? And it legitimately does look like someone's face zooms up like against the lens, and it's just the outline of the eye, the nose, and the upper cheek, right? That's what it literally looked like
you
on
know,
the camera.
He is not going to sleep for a week now.
Do you still have that video?
No, dude. I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe I photographed something that wasn't in front of the camera.
That's a ghost, bro.
No.
So that's what they said. There was a little girl ghost down there, and they think that that's what was on the film. So they took a copy of the film because they were ghost hunters.
You know, Zach Bagans went to that spot you were at.
Really?
Who?
Yeah. So I've been to
ghost
two
adventures.
Spots that guy's
Fuck
been to.
Is Zach Biggins.
Master ghost hunter.
Ghost
master. You know who's a master ghost hunter? Me. Okay. No. I can easily give myself
you
a title. You can't validate.
You can't compare to
How
Zach.
How do you validate no. master ghost
so,
hunter?
So let's bring.
You
so,
know what it is? Is Zach has
you can't
gains.
Prove a negative.
And so Matt's like an.
So the moral of the story is I don't think I filmed something that wasn't in front of the camera. I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but it freaked me out that I left it in the trunk of my car that night because I didn't want it in the room where I was sleeping.
Like Ring. Think he's gonna come out of the TV.
I've never seen that. I hate horror movies. I don't watch horror movies at all. Which
you made one.
Well, you're a master ghost hunter now.
Yeah. I guess so.
Master ghost hunter.
You need to
if you ever want to hang out with Brandon and I, let us know because we both
Dude,
are too.
Hey,
yep.
Yeah. I got a good podcast idea.
What's that?
Ghost hunting and we report back.
Dude, you want to go get locked in one of these buildings all night?
Hell fuck yeah. No.
I
you do?
Yeah,
I'm scared.
I do.
Oh, you would
Yes,
scared.
You are. You would cry like a girl.
We might be able to organize that because
yes,
I know the dude that works at that child or that's responsible for that child
wait,
prison.
Oh, wait. Bro. That's still a thing? They
bro.
Still have child
Is that
prison?
Out here or is that back like the
no,
south?
No, it's abandoned. It's right in Ione.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
They went
wait.
There too.
Oh, I've been there.
I know. That's the one where he got scratched.
That's where Bilbo
was. I was in there.
Okay, I'm bringing a digital recorder. I'm bringing a camera.
EMF what reader.
Yep.
Why did you call it a digital recorder?
Because that's what professional ghost hunters, master ghost hunters
because
call
it picks
them.
Up
Is that
weird
what you
sound?
Use?
EVP,
of course.
Bro.
Digital recorder.
EVP.
Why don't you just use a camcorder?
So we went into like the cool. we went into like the mental asylum part
salt.
Of it.
Salt.
And they still had like
salt.
Medical beds.
Right. No, I forgot, yeah.
They had the electrostatic things they used to manipulate those people.
Yeah. Dude, I'm totally down for that.
No.
I would that would be a great Great.
Everybody gets a camera.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty gnarly. And then,
dude,
mix it
you have to do it.
Scare tactics.
You're doing
style.
It.
These guys
got
doing scratched, it. Physically scratched by the ghosts.
You know,
hey, you might
be
actually
it.
Sexually
that'd be
assaulted.
These
that'd be the first time in a while.
I went hiking through the woods and I physically got scratched too by a tree. Doesn't mean it was a ghost.
But a ghost will do it to you.
You got scratched by hardwood?
Yes.
They showed it. They showed it.
Sometimes you need some hardwood to get that.
They showed it in real time. The scratch forming. They
that's
filmed
right.
it.
I
they
saw
filmed
that episode.
It.
That's pro. We're going to go.
What?
I'm totally
really?
Down if you have the hookup,
yeah.
bro.
I'll show you the video
in
after.
In real time?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, real time, bro.
They really? Were filming, and you see the scratch form, and he's like, it's burning, it's burning.
I
that's
don't know
a
if
demon.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
That's,
well, this is why you don't point lasers at your leg,
scratch.
Those high-powered
yeah.
lasers at your leg.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
you're
hey.
Not going to bring a high-powered laser on
I'm just saying.
You're not going to bring Yoda?
I don't even own
Oh, that. We need Yoda. Yoda's coming.
Like
a he looks like a ghost.
We'll laugh if I launch that sucker
Exactly.
At
they will not mess with us. They can.
It's night vision.
Yeah. Afterlife, you are not.
Purgatory, you are.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be a really good thing. That'd be cool.
You won't cry?
I'm a man. I don't cry.
Dude, what if it scratches you, though?
I don't even cry at Field of Dreams.
Dude, what if that ghost just rips at your, like, Indiana Jones style, grabs your heart, rips it out of your chest, and crushes it in front of you.
Kalima.
Exactly.
Like that ain't going to happen, bro.
Okay.
I'll kick a ghost's ass.
You can't even see the ghost.
You can't touch ghosts. They're spiritual things.
Yeah, they're mists.
Oh! My reflexes
what
are too fast.
What the fuck was that?
What was that? I
Dude,
didn't see anything.
But speaking of spooky things, Brandon almost got mauled by a bat in our backyard.
That was
out of nowhere.
Yeah. Didn't even see it.
But in my defense, I didn't even see it coming.
Yeah.
I still, Vaughn had to.
It might have been.
Me.
It might have been a spectre.
Vaughn and I both saw it.
Was
it might have been a ghost.
Yeah.
That's vampire bat.
That vlog camera.
Yeah.
Damn it,
vampire
that
bat.
That's it. You got to go get rabies shots now. You have no choice.
Well,
no,
dude, he was walking up
him.
To the back to
yeah.
the sliding glass door, and this bat just flew straight at his head and then took off.
See, I'm
that
part
went.
Ghost, and so it knows not to fuck with me.
No.
So it flew away.
You're going to become Batman.
And we heard the owl in the backyard.
Yeah.
The owl was pretty cool.
It's spooky.
I'd totally be Batman.
Oh.
You know those, speaking of owls, you know those fake owls?
Yeah.
You put up for the scare off
birds, yeah. Yeah.
First of all, those things don't do shit.
No,
the
they
pigeons
don't.
Just fucking shit on it.
Yeah.
Number two, someone stole mine.
Well, what are you mad about? It didn't do anything except collect bird shit.
That's my owl.
It doesn't do anything.
How did they get it? Did you leave it on the ground?
Those fuckers don't give a hoot.
No, dude, they fucking stole it. They ripped it off the post.
Oh.
You got your quadcopter now. That's the way you get rid of the pigeons.
Oh, bro.
Dude, that's a good idea.
Right there.
I can already see it.
Until one of them takes it out.
Or like a bird of prey comes down and swoops and takes the quadcopter out.
That would happen to
that
me.
That would be
that's
rad.
Fucked up.
That'd be YouTube gold.
Oh,
viral.
No, bro. They stole my owl. I'm still upset about it.
Jerks.
Damn.
Who does that?
Who stole? You don't know who stole your owl? Just some punk neighborhood kids?
I knew that I'll be back in my house.
That's true.
I think part of the vlog, you should have the Shook come over and do a vlog about
I've invited
running
him
off
to
pigeons.
My house multiple times and he refuses.
God
mini
damn
documentary.
It. What?
A little mini documentary on his.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Jackson invited a bunch of kids to their house too and they refused.
No, I believe they showed up. That's what caused the problems.
But you need the quad.
That was their big
pigeons.
Downfall.
Yeah, but I invited you multiple times to my house. You never showed up.
I ain't going to your house.
Ooh, okay. Now you'll never go to my house. Ever.
Jeez. This really got personal.
Man.
Good
job. Well, just curious for the podcast. Why didn't you go to my house?
This is strictly for the podcast. He doesn't want to know.
Why not? What are you scared?
What was it, like a Packers-Vikings game?
Yeah.
Especially considering
about both of those teams.
You go to other people's houses when they need cables ran and that kind of stuff.
Oh.
All they got to do is give you gear, right?
I definitely not do favors like that.
Oh, you do favors like that. That's why Kyle wants you to come over.
I ain't running no cables for you, bud. No,
I'll be running cable.
Oh, jeez. What the
fuck? That's good times.
Jeez.
All right, Ken. Moving on. What do we got? We done?
That's pretty much a wrap of 2016 for the NBD show, guys.
Yeah, it took almost as long, too.
I mean, I don't know if anybody else wants to add on for the last NBD of 2016.
I think that we should set up like an email that people can send in questions or comments or ideas.
That already exists.
It's great that you bring that up. There's actually a contact us link on the website where you can fill it out, send in your questions, put your email on there if you want to reply.
You know, to build off that, Shook's onto something. Maybe we should get Twitter accounts too.
Oh,
we have Twitter accounts.
Oh, we do?
Oh.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, hold on. We have Twitter accounts.
Well, you guys know.
Somebody might not have a Twitter account.
I forget that. That's
yeah,
true.
So basically, the Gone, was it at the Real Gone?
Edited.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere. It's gone. I tried to log in, and so there will be a new one.
He was censored by Twitter, who doesn't censor Trump,
by the liberal
ISIS, Kim Jong-un, Al-Qaeda, Putin, that weirdo that runs the Czech Republic, or, you know, the dude that does the weird muscles. And,
yeah,
that guy.
That super strong
All
guy.
Of those people have Twitter accounts, except for God.
No, Crimea. He runs Crimea. Sorry. He's the one that lost his cat.
Just letting you guys know, there will be a new Twitter. A new Twitter will be set up.
Do we keep the same handle, or
if he can,
I'll try.
Oh man!
So just stand by.
Screwed.
I know the people.
I thought Gom stood for something.
I want to know, what did you post that was so offensive? Twitter took you down.
I think it was that time I told that chick. I was talking about the chick from
Sex and the City.
Sex and the City. That.
That was like 5 months ago.
Definitely not. There's been way worse.
I don't know. Maybe
I mean, you had to say something pretty offensive for Twitter to get pissed.
It wasn't even that bad.
Hey, at twitter.com or whatever your handle at Twitter. Why the hell did Gom lose his account?
Please.
Yeah, I don't
tell
know.
Us.
Well, we'll figure
just
out.
Like Apple tech support, we're going to have to twit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is a good topic.
They listen.
Tell you what.
Twitter.
I'll start up a new one.
Twitter is the best way to get any kind of support out there.
I think so. Comcast,
customer
Apple.
Service support.
Yeah.
So by the conclusion of this podcast, by the time it's posted, there will be a new Twitter.
So
yes.
Explain to us how you can use Twitter to get customer service.
Well, Jesus, I wish I could look up something right now, but I don't have my laptop anymore.
Oh.
I've been without a laptop
for
26 days right now.
What kind of laptop?
MacBook.
Brand new?
Pretty much.
Oh.
So this has just been an...
Wait, sorry, I didn't... What kind was it?
MacBook Pro.
You know, sometimes one out of a gazillion is pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. But why does mine have to be that
sorry
one?
No,
it's one out of a gazillion is bad.
Too much X.
You loaded it with too much X.
You made it
porn.
Sound like all of them are bad.
No.
Damn it.
One bad one. out of a gazillion.
So you had a lemon laptop.
Yeah. So Justin gave me the great idea of just, you know, hey, tweet out to Apple. And
did
Apple
you try taking it to the store? I mean, shouldn't they fix this?
I've taken it to the store four times.
Four?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me check my watch. It's December.
That's not an Apple Watch. Can you even tell?
No, it works.
Oh, wow. I got an Apple Watch. It works just fine.
I don't want to turn this into just an Apple versus Android.
No. I just want to make sure my boy Ken is taken care of. You spent good coin on a nice product and should be taken care of.
Well, I should be.
Well, bro, my watch has an app that detects bullshit, and it's going off on you right now.
Oh, please.
But the thing is, all right, so I've taken it in the store, and the best way to get actually, you know, the answers that I want to get was tweeting out to Apple support.
What? They at got Apple.com or at Apple?
At Apple support.
So
literally.
This is really what happens with Comcast and all this. They have these systems that are monitoring Twitter and Facebook and whatever other goofy social media shit's out there. And as soon as they get a hit on somebody that's like upset, they're like top tier support people direct message them like instantly and say, hey, what's up?
So do you think they're using like big data machine crunching, and when they see Apple, fuck you, they know that key's off, well, and they need to respond? Or
anything.
If I just put Apple, you're amazing, I'm never going to hear back from them.
So the only big data they have is actually parsing all of the tweets, but really at the end of the day, they have a real person reading that.
Wow.
And basically it gets forwarded off. The
job.
Real person
That's not
reads
a bad job.
It.
It's a good job. That's not a bad well, job.
Yeah, it's like, okay, everyone, well, I don't know how many of you here, but I've done customer support for like phone call centers, right?
Yep.
It's the worst thing ever. Like when I saw the chat support, I'm like, that's freaking awesome. I'd love to be a chat support person. Now this is even better. You're on Twitter, right? Yeah. You're just replying.
Yeah.
But basically the good thing about this is that you can basically, they direct message you and say, tell me exactly what the problem is. You can give them a layout of exactly what the problem is. They're up to speed when you actually talk to them on the phone. So you're not explaining yourself for the 500th time. So it works out for Comcast.
That's
works for
sweet.
Comcast. I mean, the only way to get help with Comcast is you have to tell them you're going to disconnect and go to UVerse. But you have to ask for the customer retention center and you'll get someone who can actually help you.
It's ridiculous that this world has come to that where you have to throw a tenter tantrum in order to get proper care.
Yeah. Yep,
problem.
That's the way it's got to go, I guess.
Bring the jobs back to America.
But I think Twitter, I mean, there's 2016 was the year of Twitter, right? Because it was like the worst of humanity and probably some of the best of humanity. No, because you know what? Twitter and like the natural disasters and the Arab Spring, those things, Twitter started revolutions, but it also threatens people's lives and it's kind of fucked up. So Twitter is like the good and the bad of the internet kind of all wrapped into one application. It's the 4chan and the Mother Teresa of the internet.
So if you want to get a hold of us, you can reach us at the NBD show.
Downer.com. No,
at the NBD show. But before we wrap things up, Bear the Terror was queuing me up for something.
I got an update. Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher's mother, passed away today.
Whoa.
At the age of 84.
No way.
One day after her daughter died.
Well,
that's like The Notebook, dude.
Check it out.
Let
me see. Are you sure it's on Facebook?
Fake news. No, it's fake news.
It's on Yahoo.
DenverRepublic.org.
Still.
Dead. Really?
I think it says AP on it as well.
NBC.com.co.
Dude, that kind of blows my mind, actually.
Gentlemen, I have an announcement. @TheReal_GOM, GOM, is back online.
Yay! Baby!
Back online, back in business, baby.
Hit them up, folks. We need
to
be friends.
Do a congratulatory tweet out tonight.
Oh, I'm putting a tweet out, bro.
You need to send @Twitter why they shut your account.
I don't give a fuck. I'm back up, boys.
Oh, so you were up for what, about 6 months? We've been doing this podcast for about 6 months now. So you got another 6 months to go until you're banned again.
I only go more controversial.
So 3 months.
Yeah. No,
perfect.
I'll be up. It'll be good.
That blows my mind, man.
Yeah, dead.
So another
dead.
So I saw there was a Kickstarter to protect Betty White from 2016. We got to find a way to keep her alive for like five more days, folks.
That's a good
five
one,
more days.
Yeah, 2016, what a fucking reaper.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I agree.
The only good thing we got was Trump this year.
Oh, boy.
That's another time.
Well, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Thanks, Trump.
Hopefully.
We got until the 20th, you guys. We're all right.
Another one in between then? Trump cast.
So I'm just curious if we went back to like 2015, 2014. Like, why is 2016 like the year of deaths? I mean, people die every year. I'm wondering if it was just like
it's the newest
coined
one.
That.
No. I think it was really just social media type. Like, every year celebrities die.
But the other thing I think, if you notice, right, is like, you have the flip side, right? You have baby boomers, but picture that with deaths. It's getting to the point where this whole generation of people that we knew, our parents knew, and even our grandparents knew is finally passing away. I mean, there's young, but obviously, like, it just stacks up. 2015, tons of people die. 2016, tons of people die. 2017,
just an FYI, every year, tons of people die.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to always be famous people because there's that overlap, right, in generations.
But you're saying it's just famous people that we know.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be a weird gap.
Isn't that part of being famous is that you have to be known?
No, that's not true.
No, because I don't know every famous person in the world.
Yeah. There's like a famous.
But if they died, you wouldn't care.
There's tons of famous
composers
that
died. Well, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's saying that the people who are dying now are people that are on social media know, and that's why it's getting publicized.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hashtag killed it.
Thanks for watching.
Well, that would sound like a perfect wrap up for the NBD Show 2016. Yeah, hopefully, thank you all.
Vaughn, tell us one happy story before we leave.
Puppies. I have a belly button.
You are going to bring in the new year at a rockin' party.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun.
Sex club.
Yep. Let's wrap on that. Let's hear about this.
A sex club.
Yeah. Oh wow.
What? Just give us a teaser for next time, so that we can actually tell us. Just teaser right off the top.
Just say the name.
The Armory.
Hold on. What? Bro.
He's
going to talk about it next time.
Armory.
Yeah. It's keeping you on the hook, Gom. Just got
to
wait.
Gom, just do this. Go to thearmory.com and look at their website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just type in the Armory SF.
Armory
SF.
Yeah.
New Year's party. Bring it in the New Year's right.
Okay. You just see the photos right on the first page. Yep. And I'm like, Vaughn, do you know where you are going? And he says, absolutely. I'm going to have a good time. And I'm going to show my lady friend an amazing night.
Is it one of those kind of clubs?
Wear 4 pairs of pants.
I think so.
Go to the website and we can discuss it next time.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Thanks to all listeners listening out there. Hope to hear you back in 2017. This is Ken.
Vaughn.
It's Vaughn.
Guarding Masculinity.
Brandon.
David.
Justin.
Etrick Knight signing out.